Frost Made. We are going right across the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night. And tonight we are catching up with one half of Lime Cordial. He's joining us here via Zoom. Oh, it's great to be chatting and seeing that beautiful mush and face of yours, mate.
Thank you. Yeah, one half a hit maker.
That's what it is. Now, but thanks for having me.
In the lead up to this, I actually did grow a moustache myself, but my wife yesterday said it's got to go. I was hoping that maybe I could sneak into the band with you. I won't tell you what she promised that there'd be no more of if I didn't shave it. So,
I mean, I think that's what comes with marriage, really. You know, you look back on photos of couples before they're married and there's always a moustache.
Yes.
And then it's just trim the hair, shave the moustache, and you're good to get married.
So do you actually have that moustache, that beautiful moustache, because otherwise you and Louis look so similar?
I guess so. I mean, Louis can't grow any facial hair at all.
I didn't want to say it just in case.
Yeah, this is all I can get. As brothers, you're very competitive always. This is just me going, look at me. I can grow a moustache and you can't.
My reasoning behind it was to try and join the band because huge news stories, everything blew up. Idris Elba, the gatekeeper of Asgard, joined Lime Cordial on stage.
Yeah, pretty crazy. I mean, we're a big fan of his and we still are, but, you know, kind of for different reasons now. We'd watched all of Luther, I'd seen him as Nelson Mandela. He's just voted bloody sexiest man on the planet or whatever that was. He heard some of our music and we were looking for someone to feature on a track and he sort of just came along and we just thought that it would suit it perfectly. We'd heard a bit of his stuff. You know, he's got this one song called Boasty, which is him and Sean Paul's on the track as well, and Wiley. That song's actually our pump-up song. We actually put that song on before going on stage, and we're on tour, and then we heard that he wanted to be on one of our songs. So it kind of just felt like it was too perfect.
How did he cope with being the third sexiest man on stage, though?
There was a bit of competition between him and Louis. Louis wasn't playing bass for that song, so they were both on the mic, eyeing each other off. It was a bit of a showdown.
The showdowns from the awards and the accolades that are coming with your brand new stuff, though, with 14 Steps to a Better You, how have you found it? How has Lime Cordial kicked off since Permanent Vacation 2017?
Oh, man, it's been a pretty big growth since then because that was our first album and we launched that album to no one. And that album was a sort of a slow burner for us. I feel like people just sort of discovered it over time, maybe because we just played so many shows. 14 Steps to a Better You, the second album, was just kind of, it was a different experience to release that to a big fan base that was waiting for it in Australia. So it's been great.
And with that self-help kind of feel to it, last time we spoke, we were talking about Tony Robbins. Has there been any contact, maybe any collaboration with the great motivational speaker?
I mean, I think the only way of me contacting Tony Robbins is probably spending 20 grand for one of his workshops or whatever it is, which maybe I should do. And just for inspiration, I mean, that would just be the best little stunt. Exactly. Maybe write down everything he says and put it into some songs or something.
And you've been doing some songwriting even today. What is Lime Cordial? What are you working on?
We're working towards, you know, album number 3, but with this Idris Elba thing, you know, he came in and to do one song and it ended up turning into 6 or 7. But other than that, you know, we've been pretty lucky. We've done some gigs. We haven't done 0 gigs in the last year. It wasn't anything like it was going to be.
Awesome, mate. Well, we're looking forward to that and we're looking forward to playing some Lime Cordial right now. We've got heaps spread out through us, mate. What should we play though? What will we play?
Let's go On Our Own.
This is that's my favorite.
Lime Cordial's On Our Own. There you go.